Let's turn now to our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. Today, Bloomberg Law hosts June Grasso and Greg Storr discuss Volkswagen's admission of guilt in the diesel cheating scandal after U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch announced charges against five Volkswagen executives. They speak to Eric Gordon, a professor at Michigan Law School, and Anthony Sabino, founding partner of Sabino and Sabino.
Anthony, in this plea agreement, Volkswagen, as I understand it, admitted that its employees agreed to deceive both regulators and customers. Can we look at this as Volkswagen has sort of, given up its employees in this case in order to cut a deal?
To some extent, yes. Again, I think Volkswagen realizes that this was the cost of achieving a settlement with the United States government. I have no doubt that Attorney General Lynch, and she's always been known as a hard-charging, very thorough litigator, both in private practice as well as in her various roles at the Justice Department as U.S. Attorney prior to being the AG, that they demanded this as part of the bargain. And again, allegations which now appear to be admitted to, thereby becoming facts of a sort. There seems to be very little doubt that these folks did what they were accused of, and Volkswagen viewed it as a necessity put upon them.
So from that point, Eric, this settlement is the largest criminal fine imposed on an automaker. It's almost five times what GM paid and four times what Toyota paid to settle their cases. Why so large?
Yeah, because this is really severe. You had, in GM, you probably had some stupidity and some cover-up. In VW, what you had is a company that made a conscious decision. We will violate the law, we will pollute the air in order to sell cars. Nobody at GM said, well, in order to sell cars, we're going to put in this crummy ignition switch. They put in an ignition switch that turned out to be crummy, and they knew about it and didn't change it. But they didn't up front say, well, we're going to make some money. We got to make money. We got to sell cars. And the only way we can do it is by putting in a crummy ignition switch. So the wrongdoing here is, to use the technical legal term, just so yucky. It's just so despicable that, I'm surprised that the multiple wasn't even higher.
That's Eric Gordon, a professor at Michigan Law School, and Anthony Sabino, founding partner of Sabino & Sabino, speaking to Bloomberg Law host June Grasso and Greg Storr. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.